CAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
NBC News Radio. I'm Chris Caraggio.
President Biden is praising the regime change in Syria. Speaking from the White House today, he called the collapse of the Assad government a moment of historic opportunity for the long-suffering people of Syria. Biden's remarks came after a coalition of rebels captured the Syrian capital of Damascus, prompting President Bashar al-Assad to resign. Russian state media reported that Assad and his family landed in Moscow and have been granted asylum. The U.S. military has about 900 troops stationed in northeastern Syria defending against Islamist militants. Israeli forces are claiming Hezbollah violated a ceasefire agreement Sunday. Israel Defense Forces said the Israeli Air Force struck a storage facility in southern Lebanon after alleging Hezbollah was operating within a weapons storage facility, which it claims was a violation of the ceasefire. The IDF went on to say it was only operating according to the agreement and maintained ceasefire conditions on its end.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
For several years, KCAA has been marketing the Youngevity brand of nutritional and personal care products. Our experience with Youngevity has been 100% positive, so we are pleased to recommend them to you. Regarding nutritional supplements, we recommend Pollen Burst in the berry flavor and Tangy Tangerine 2.0 in the tablet form. For regularity issues, we recommend 3-Day Cleanse, and for personal care, we recommend Morning Hydration Cream. You can shop online for Youngevity at www.kcaateam.com, or you can order by phone by calling 800-982-3197 and tell customer support that you are part of the KCAA team. Youngevity is an American company based in San Diego. Call Youngevity at 800-982-3197 and ask about monthly auto ship that allows you to buy Youngevity products at wholesale prices. That number again, 800-982-3197.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures. Can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both. Has no income or contribution limit. Has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs. Has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
It's that time of year again. No, not the holidays. Medicare open enrollment. And if you have questions about Medicare, you should talk to the local experts, Paul Barrich and Associates. Paul and his agents are certified with plans that are accepted by most of the medical groups in our area. Call 909-793-0385. That's 909-793-0385. Their services are free, and after 43 years in the business, their agents are trained to help you pick the plan that's right for you.
You've eaten lots of great food and not so great food at restaurants. Cowboy Burgers in Fontana and now on Arlington and Riverside will fast become one of your favorites with their delicious mouth-watering burgers and breakfast burritos. Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue also serves fantastic smoked barbecue baby back ribs, tri-tip, chicken, pulled pork sandwiches, as well as lunch and dinner plates. Everything is made from scratch, including their delicious side dishes like coleslaw, potato salad, barbecue beans, and much, much more. Check out their rich, decadent chocolate brownies.
Hi, I'm food critic Alan Borgen, and you can dine in, take food out, or have them cater your next special event. I highly recommend Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue at their new location at 5573 Arlington Avenue in Riverside. Just look them up on the internet. That's Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue. Happy eating!
And perfect for the holidays, Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue is also available for catering. That's Cowboy Burgers and Barbecue in Fontana and now in Riverside on Arlington.
We can't be everything to everyone, or can we? The station that leaves no listener behind, KCAA.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides?
In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to this Sunday evening of Inner Peace. It's always a pleasure to join all the audience in finding their inner peace. Let's go ahead and do the holy instant to get us into the mood of being present, of the here and of the now. Asking the Holy Spirit to just come over and recognize His presence in all of us and all of the listeners, and as well as in me, that this place is holy, that this instant we give to Him, to the Holy Spirit, so He can be in charge, so that we can learn to follow and listen to that quiet inner voice, certain that His direction gives us peace. And we want to ask Him that if there's any words that He needs to send our way, to let us know that we are open to listen and open to receive, and that we are willing to receive any thought that He wants to send our way, and that we are willing to stay still, to be in stillness, and to have tranquil, open minds to receive the gifts that He wants to give us. So we tell the Holy Spirit, You be in charge. You take over this space and this moment now and this inner peace segment. Let's make You in charge. And you listen by our request, for You will hear us and answer us, because You speak for God, my Father, and His Holy Son. Today I wanted to share about the series that I'm actually doing live on my Facebook. And my Facebook I've been sharing about my Facebook. Actually, you can find me under Lupe Garcia. And the reason I'm sharing today on that is because I've been sharing a series on the inner Christ. And today's segment on the live Facebook is on the second coming. And I want us to get a little understanding on what that means. The second coming is pretty awesome, because a lot of times scripture has mentioned that there is a second coming. And I want us to understand what that really is when it comes to our mind. How are we supposed to interpret the second coming? How are we supposed to understand that? Sometimes we think the second coming is Jesus is going to come back in the heavens, and we're expecting to see Him back. Well, that is why I want to share it. And the second coming is actually the merely return of our sense of who we are. So the second coming is the awareness of reality, not its return. So we are not aware that we are children of God a lot of times, because we don't believe that inside of us can live holiness, can live perfection, can live, that we can't live in this state of spirit. And that is what the Holy Spirit wants to show us if we allow ourselves to be directed in His by his hand. If we allow ourselves to be directed, then He can show us that we're not really returning anywhere, but we are remembering our true state of being, which is our true identity as children of God, and recognizing ourselves spirits and beings, not, I'm going to say, humans, which is where our ego sits and is always trying to take us to that space so that we don't believe who we are. And the second coming is the awareness of reality, not its return. And I love this, because it's telling me nobody's going to come back. It is your responsibility to have the child Christ, the baby Christ, be born this Christmas in you. So that manger, this manger, this that we're preparing is our heart. So Jesus can be born once again. And the preparation of the manger would be our heart so that Jesus can be born in the Christ that he is in all of humanity, in all of the family of God, in all of the filiation. I'm going to read a segment of the Second Coming so we can get a little more understanding on this. And it reads like this: Christ's Second Coming, which is sure as God, is merely the correction of mistakes. And that is what we are pursuing. That is what we want. We want our mind to be corrected by our inner master, our inner teacher, that he can show us exactly what we need to do, how we need to move around, and how we can think. Because a lot of times our ego is always the first one to respond, the first one to react. And the Holy Spirit wants us to take a moment and to ask him how we should handle things, right? Where we should go and how we should do things. But not when it says it is merely the correction of mistakes, it's letting us know that what we are doing is that we're correcting our thought system by the hand of the Holy Spirit, who can see in the invisible, can see exactly how our perception was mistaken and how he can help us correct that if we are willing and wanting, because the Holy Spirit is always very, very sweet. He speaks to us in a way where he says, allow me, permit me to be able to, allow me and permit me to be able to correct those thoughts that you have. But how can he correct them? We have to release them. We have to let them go. We have to say, you be in charge and you take care of this. So we're speaking about what is the second coming? What is the second coming? The second coming is allowing our mind to understand the Christ child is being born in our hearts. And we are the manger, like I was mentioned earlier. So the preparation is in our hearts, but our correction is in our mind, allowing the Holy Spirit to correct our mistakes and the return of sanity. When we allow ourselves to be guided by the ego, we are not in our sane mind. We make mistakes continually. The ego's always out to try to receive some kind of benefit, some kind of, what am I going to get for? What am I going to get for acting this way? If I do this, what's going to benefit me? He's always wanting to see how he can be special in some way or form. And that is why we fall into mistakes. The Holy Spirit, on the other hand, gives and loves with nothing, with expecting nothing in return. But these ideas and these thoughts, we have to surrender them to the Holy Spirit so that he can go ahead and correct them on our behalf and return sanity to our thought system, to our mind. It is a part of the condition that restores the never lost. We feel lost, but yet the Holy Spirit tells us, when you remember who you are, you recognize that you were never lost. You were just confused. You just made a mistake. You thought that you had left home, but you did not go anywhere. You're just remembering your true identity with the help of the Holy Spirit. In every single thought that you bring, in every single idea that is a mistake, and you bring before the Holy Spirit, and we do the atonement prayer, as I've been sharing all these Sundays. The atonement prayer is basically saying, I have this idea in my mind, and it frightens me, it scares me. Holy Spirit, I put in your hands this wrong idea. Help me take it away, remove it. In the Course of Miracles, it says the Holy Spirit will dispel it immediately from your mind and replace it with a thought from heaven. And that is how we begin to remember who we are, because we begin to remember and think as God thinks. We are so confused at times that we cannot do that alone. That is why we need the Spirit of God, the voice of God, which is the Holy Spirit. And he reaffirms us that we have never been lost, that we have never lost ourselves. We only think we have. And that is the idea that he wants to correct in the entire family of God, so we can come back home feeling that sense that we never left, but we were just merely confused and had made a few mistakes, but that with his hand, he can correct those mistakes and he can make them right. And it says, and reestablishes what is forever and forever true. So our oneness as affiliation, as the family of God, as humanity, our oneness resembles the Christ, the Son of God, that's going to return to God the Father. And we're going to recognize our true identity. A lot of people, I think, in social media are beginning to have this sense of value, I'm going to say. Of a lot of women are out there are talking about empowerment. And I think that the ego can also make you misunderstand his guidance. The ego is the one that makes us misunderstand the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because yes, we can manifest, and yes, we are empowered, but not because we have that power, but we carry the power of God. But when we start believing that we, the one we created, the Lupita or the Lupe that I created, a part of I'm going to say the persona or the personification of Lupe, is not the child of God. That is just one of my many roles here in this timeline, in this space and time. But the child of God, the true identity, once you recognize who you are, that is how the Holy Spirit helps us not go get into confusion. But we got to hold on to his hand, because he's going to show us the true of who we are, and the oneness that we are with everyone. That's why in social media we hear about mirroring, that what you do to the other, what you see in the other, is really what you're doing and seeing to yourself. It's like that golden rule. What you do unto others, you're doing to yourself. And I like what my mentor taught me. He says, what you think about others is what you're thinking about yourself. So it is very important that we bring and surrender these ideas and these thoughts to the hands of the Holy Spirit, so he can give us and provide to us the vision that he sees. Because again, our eyes have been made of clay and they do not see. So we need the vision of the Holy Spirit, so we can see in the invisible, I'm going to say, but in a sense, we're seeing this in our mind. And a lot of times I've been asked, well, what's the inner voice? The inner voice is not a voice that you're going to hear out loud like our ears listen and hear. It's really a little voice that speaks in your mind, like if you were thinking of thoughts, but yet a thought comes that you were not thinking, and that is when you recognize that the inner voice gave you that idea or that thought, and he speaks it in your mind. And that is when you start saying, that is the voice of the Holy Spirit. You come to recognize it. And if you do not hear the voice, a lot of times what we see, or what happens to me, is usually this is what happens. I pray to him at night and I tell him, I'm not in peace. Can you please show me if during the day I had any idea that does not belong to God? An idea, an image, any thought that does not belong to the child of God. And usually when I'm in my sleep, but yet not totally asleep and not totally awake, is when my subconscious allows the Holy Spirit to give me and remind me all the, and it's like a little slip, I'm going to say that a little movie film that crosses my mind and shows me everything I said or I did that was not aligned with that of the Father. And it is that in that moment that I pray the atonement prayer and I say, okay, I made a mistake, Father. I choose again, and I choose with your hand. And I give you this idea, and I give you this thought that didn't belong to that of the fathers, and I ask you to remove it from my mind, to disappear it completely from my experience, and any effects that could come about, because remember that we carry this seed of faith, that mustard seed that grows either bad fruit or good fruit, and it's growing in our mind, and it produces effects. And that is what occurs every time that we don't release something that we see. If we are scared, if we're frightened, if we're worried, it is then that we turn to our inner master, our inner teacher, and we release it in his hands so that we don't live these effects that we're not liking. I actually had a dream. It wasn't a very pretty one last night, and it was about one of my sisters. I have quite a few of them. And it was that one of them was sick, and I was saying, that can't be true. This child of God cannot get sick. And I was repeating this in my mind as I was half asleep. And I was very happy. I was very happy. And then one of my other sisters told me, how could you be happy? You just, you know, you saw that, you just heard that our sister is sick. And I looked at her and I said, but that's impossible. The child of God cannot get sick. And I would repeat this in my mind because I've been learning by the hand of the Holy Spirit that sickness comes about a lot of times because of the guilt that we have in our heart, or the resentments, or the and we feel like we have to pay back what we've done to others through sickness, and so we can then enter the gates of heaven. And I was reflecting on my dream, and I was asking the Holy Spirit, what is this? Why am I seeing this? And the understanding that came with that was that the ego will always see something wrong with the person that is in a happy state when bad things are happening. And the only way to forgive something without going to the Holy Spirit is not believing it. We cannot believe the insanity that we have in this world. And I'm going to say insanity in so many ways and in so many things that we take as truth that are not true. So here he restores the truth to us. It says he restores our sanity. It is a part of the condition that restores the never lost. That he's saying you never left the Garden of Eden. You're still asleep in the garden and you're dreaming that you separated yourself from your Father. And that is impossible. You cannot never leave my side because we are extensions of God. We are his extension. We were created because of his joy, of his happiness, but we are an extension. That means we could never be something else, even if we believe we are. In this timeline, in this experience, we wanted to be the Father of our Father. And all that the Holy Spirit wants to remind us is you are his children. Depend entirely in the hands of the Father. Be dependent like little children. Just as Jesus said in scripture, come to me, let all the little children come to me. Or there's another scripture that says, become like children so you can enter the gates of heaven. What does that mean? It doesn't mean act like kids. It means surrender yourself to be guided. Surrender yourselves to be loved. Surrender yourselves and allow yourselves to be directed to your truth. And what do little children do when I have children, and when they come to me and they're like, Mom, can you explain this? It's because they're looking up to the one that knows. And the one that knows all is usually their parents, especially when you're little children. And us as children of God, we go to the inner teacher that was given to us. Jesus himself said, I leave you the Holy Spirit, because I'm going back to my Father. Well, he gave us instructions specifically. The Holy Spirit is the guide to return us back to our Father. And if we try to do it our way, we're going to continue lost or thinking that we're lost. And if we continue our way, we will continue believing our mistakes, and we will continue being insane. And that is what the Holy Spirit's trying to restore, our true identity, and restore us to sanity. And For those of you who don't know, I do have a segment on Inner Peace Radio for under KCAA Radio, and you can go on my website. You'll be able to find the radio station. And I wanted to share this to those people that are watching me live on Facebook. And for those of you who are listening on the radio, for my listeners for every Sunday evening, thank you for always spending time with me, because the information I share is from a place of passion, from a place of love, and from a place of correction, because I've allowed the Spirit of God to correct my thoughts, and I continue to do that. It is a continual practice. And to return to this sanity, and the more you're sane, the more you get to experience this inner peace, this happiness, this love. It is a part of the condition that restores the never lost. So here he's telling us, we have never been lost. We're just confused. We've just made mistakes. Allow him, the Holy Spirit, to reestablish in us what forever and forever is true, that we are children of God. The second coming is the birth of Christ in you and in me. We are the baby Christ. We are the child Christ. Let's prepare our hearts, which is our the manger, I'm going to say. It is the invitation to God's word to take illusion's place. When Adam slept in the Garden of Eden, in the Bible, in Scripture, never is there a place that it'll say that Adam woke up. Therefore, the child of God is still sleeping in the Garden of Eden. And in this dream, I'm going to say, or in this illusion, we are dreaming that we are separated. We are dreaming that we've created our own world. And I had this gentleman knock at my door yesterday morning, and it was a Jehovah's Witness. And he told me, are you praying for the world? And I looked at him and I said, with this profound love and in wanting to share the knowledge that I've received, and saying, in whose world? Because if I need to pray for war, that means there's war in my mind. If I need to pray for conflict, that means I have conflict in my mind. And whose world are we speaking about? Every individual who thinks, who has a soul, who has a spirit, is living their own world. And we all see it in our own perception, in our own interpretation. And the Holy Spirit calls us to let us know that what we are seeing, the perception and interpretation that we are seeing, is not true. That it is an illusion, that it is a dream, that it is not the right one, because these eyes of clay cannot see and these ears hear falsehoods. So the Holy Spirit's saying, give me those perceptions, give me those interpretations, and then I will be able to show you the truth of who you are and that it's not true what you're seeing. And he'll be able to show us in a loving way so that we can see the beauty of what we are actually seeing. Because when he shows us in his vision, we're able to see that everyone is innocent, that everyone is in peace, and that what I was seeing was not true, but it was merely a call of love. It says, it is the invitation to God's word to take illusion's place. The word of God not only comes filled with power, but it enables the child of God to speak with power. As Scripture says, the word of God is living. And I believe that the book of A Course of Miracles is also the word of God. Why do I believe this? Not only because it was dictated by Jesus to a psychologist. And The Course of Miracles a lot of times sounds mystical. It sounds like, okay, Course of Miracles. It's merely the path to correcting our mind. The path of correcting. Why does it say miracles? Well, Jesus decided to say miracles because he continues to perform them today. And we see them daily. That is our nature. And we are so confused that we think that they're not around anymore, that we don't see them. But we do. I do see them. And I know that that it sounds a little mystical to say miracles, but they're still around and Jesus is still alive, and he showed us that he didn't go anywhere, that he's still here with you and with me, and that he is still performing the same miracles, and that his word continues to give life through scripture and through A Course of Miracles. I believe that with all of my heart because I feel it and because I've been receiving these experiences that I know everyone experiences. If you read the scriptures, if you read the Bible, or you read A Course of Miracles, you see the profoundness that it's living. It's not merely a theory. You have to live it. You have to practice it. And God's word to take illusion's place. This is where we surrender and we say, you know, I tried this a million ways, Father, and it's just not working out. I'm not happy. I've been doing everything on my own, and I'm still not in peace. So it's a moment where you reflect and you say, okay, I need help. And usually, most of us, I'm going to say, wait until there's a real tragedy, until there's a real moment of despair, to surrender, to kneel, to say, Father, I can't do it. You do it now. But we don't need to wait for that. All we have to do is say, Father, my mind is not correct. I'm thinking thoughts that aren't yours. I'm seeing things that you never created. So show me. I want to see. Show me. I want to see this a different way. And the Holy Spirit will answer you. And that's the beauty of this, that we don't have to wait to transcend. We don't have to wait to go anywhere. We don't have to wait for the gates of heaven, and we don't have to wait for this timeline to end for us to be able to enter into the wholeness, into peace, into love, and into that state of heaven. We are bringing heaven down to earth when we practice the Course of Miracles, or we really practice scripture and we live it exactly as it reads. So it says, forever true, it is the invitation of God's word to take place of the illusion. That means he wants to replace the world I created of suffering, of sickness, of despair, of worry, with his heavenly perception. Who would not want to do such a thing? I mean, I think everybody would want that. And if we don't want it, or we haven't asked, why haven't we asked? Because the Holy Spirit is just waiting for us to give him permission to allow ourselves to surrender and let him work through us. It says the willingness is giving him my will. The ego wants us to think that we have a separate will, but there's only one will, and it's the will of the Father. When we hand over our will to that of God's, then we are doing God's will. And everybody, every soul, every spirit wants to unite with the Father and wants to unite his will. His will, we want to surrender our will to the will of the Father, and that is when we start to see differences in our lives. That is when we start experiencing, because we're giving our will to that of the Father's, which is the only true everlasting will that lasts forever, that's eternal. The willingness to let forgiveness, which is the atonement prayer, rest upon all things without exception. A lot of times we want to say, okay, well, just handle this part of my life because the other one I'm not ready to let go of yet. And that keeps us like limping on one foot because we don't give ourselves over completely. And the call is give yourselves over completely, because you will be so surprised and you will be so amazed on the way that your life gets blessed and that miracles come before you and that you're not expecting. God is so good that he knows exactly what you want, what you like, and what you expect. And he knows that already. We don't even need to ask for anything. What we need to ask is, correct my mind, Father. Correct my perception. Correct my interpretation so I don't go into conflict with my kids, with my husband. Correct my way of thinking so that I think like you. If I can begin thinking like God our Father, imagine the beauty. Because not only it says, when you give me you in your entire being without hiding, without doing any exception, and we're not holding anything back, then you receive everything in abundance. Then you receive it all. I'm going to say twofold. or trifold. You know, it comes in abundance. It comes in an expectation that, and I lived that the other day. I was like so happy because I love to go dance. I love dancing, and I wanted my husband to go with me dancing. And he usually doesn't go with me, and me and my daughter end up going out to these parties, dancing with some friends. And I was like, I really want to go. And I didn't say anything. I just said, you know, she doesn't want to go with me. Do you want to come? And he's like, okay. And I was like, but all day I was like, Father, you handle this day. I'm not going to intervene. I'm not going to be stubborn. I'm not going to try to get in your way. And I was very focused. And I could see that all morning when I was doing that, that the evening was carried out in a way that I enjoyed. And I did everything I love. We had a great time together. We danced. We drank. It was amazing. I had an awesome time. And a lot of times I want to force it. I want to tell him, come on, and I nag, and then he ends up upset, and it's like, okay, you go. And things don't come out in the beauty that they do when you allow the Spirit to just carry you, carry your day. And that is what he does without exception. Do not leave anything out. This journey does require, this mind correction does require responsibility, and it requires honesty. The Holy Spirit teaches us to be so honest and so transparent that the day that I'm not transparent and I'm kind of like, I don't really want to tell this to my husband, but I got to, but maybe I don't need to really tell him, and things don't go out as well. Things don't happen the way I want them to. We end up always in a discussion or something that's not pleasant. Why? Because you have to learn to be clear, to be honest, and to have clarity of word, and to be honest all the time. And I didn't know how to behave this way, but I'm learning, and I'm being taught by my inner master, by my inner teacher, how to be honest, how to keep my word, how to be truthful, how to be responsible, and how to carry myself, because I didn't know how to carry myself, you know. I didn't know how to speak, how to act, because I did it my way, and it's not the way of the fathers. And I'm learning, and that's why I'm so passionate that now I'm sharing it. It says, the willingness to let forgiveness rest upon all things without exception and without reserve. We cannot keep anything to ourselves. We have to be that open book and let the Holy Spirit say, okay, come in. And what we do in therapy, we say, okay, Holy Spirit, we allow you to come into our mind and go into the corners where we hide all of our fears, where we hide all of the things that scare us, the things that we're afraid of. Go in our mind, Holy Spirit, and bring those ideas, those images out to the surface so we can see it together with your hand, and so we can let go and release these things in your hands so they can be dissolved, removed forever, or reinterpreted in a way that they're going to give me peace if I'm going to continue seeing them. And that is the beauty, because a lot of times our mental mind system tells us we get scared and we hide it in the back of our subconscious to never be remembered again. Why? Because it frightened us, because it scared us. And then we put a lock and we put the key and then we throw the key away and we don't remember where it's at. So when we go through trauma, for those of you listening who have gone through experiences that have caused you trauma in your mind, a lot of times you don't remember the details, because we hide those ideas so profound in our subconscious, and then we hide the key. We throw the key away to never to be found again, because the pain and the suffering that we experience were so deep and so strong that we don't want to go there. But when the Holy Spirit invites you to bring it forth and he sees it with you, he sees, allows you to see it in his perception, and it no longer fears you. It no longer scares you, and it brings this peace and clarity to your mind. It is the all-inclusive nature of Christ's second coming. So now we know what Christ's second coming is every time that Jesus Christ I'm going to say baby Christ is going to be born. Everybody who has a spirit, everybody who has a soul, it is our responsibility for this baby Christ to be born every Christmas. He is the reason for this season, I've heard people say. But the Christ that lives in you, in your world, he needs to be born in your mind, in your world, because our mind is the true altar and is the true, our heart, I'm going to say, is the manger where he is born. So allow this Christmas for Christ to be born in your heart, because he is the baby that needs to grow this coming year, 2025, and not only grow, but glow and be the light for everyone else that sees him. And that is our responsibility as the body of Christ, as the children of God. It says, the second coming ends the lessons of the Holy Spirit and all of his teachings. Why does it end it? Because the Holy Spirit helps us remember who we are. And that is his job. His job is to help me remember that I am a child of God and how I'm supposed to behave, where I'm supposed to go, what I'm supposed to do. He shows me and he teaches me. But the only way for me to listen and to obey, because Jesus did tell me in a dream one time, he said, obedience and love is what he brought us and what he shared with us. And then I saw the cross. And I'm like, in this dream I had, I was also not fully asleep and not fully awake. It always happens when I'm like right in between. And all I saw was obedience and love. And if we can do that, listening to the Holy Spirit would be obedience. Because the Holy Spirit is the inspiration. He sometimes speaks to us through our brothers and sisters as well. He speaks to us through circumstances, and he speaks to us directly too if we're paying attention. But remember that it is our job to have this awareness. I tell Jesus, you be the guide of my thoughts. You be the guardian of my thought system. You be the guardian, because I get distracted too much. And I need you to be the guardian of my mind. And I tell the Holy Spirit, I'm going to listen to your lessons, but you're going to help me carry them out. You're going to help me understand. And you're going to speak to me in a way that it's clear that I understand, and that I'm going to have certainty and understanding what you're telling me. Because he's going to speak to every soul, every spirit in that way. If you like art, he's going to speak through your language. If you're a doctor, he's going to speak in the language that you like. If you're a tech in computers, he's going to speak in a way that you're going to understand. And I love that, because he modifies himself. The Holy Spirit will modify to whatever you want him to be in order for you to understand who you are and for you to recognize that you know you are the child of God, but so you can know the way back home. He is our guide. And that is when the lessons end, when the Christ in you is glowing like that star in the nativity that we're all putting nativities. I put my nativity up today in my Christmas tree, and I put the lights. And the star of Bethlehem is the star that guided the three magi. And the Magi, I'm going to share this little section because it's so beautiful. So the Magi brought myrrh, brought gold, and there was one other, gold, myrrh, and frankincense. Thank you for that, Joe. Frankincense. And it is so beautiful because frankincense, it's like we are this sense, we are this smell, we are going to bring this coming of the Christ to the world. But the real gold is you and me. God's gold, we are the treasure of our Father. We are his treasures. And we are the gold that should shine and for people to see that light from far away coming, right? And then the second thing, myrrh and frankincense, I'm going to say, is that essence of the Lord in all of us. But the beauty of that is that they were scientists and they were magicians and they were these very intellectual beings. They were the symbol of wisdom. And we receive all of the wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Because the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is the wisdom of the Father. And the Holy Spirit knows all and sees all. So who else would we want to go to who can show us the way back home? Because remember, it is our responsibility to go back. Nobody else's. And it is our world, the world that I see, the one that needs to be in peace, love, and harmony. It is in the all-inclusive nature of Christ's second coming that permits us to embrace the world and hold us safe within its gentle advent. Oh, isn't that beautiful? We just began Advent the 1st of December, and that's the Advent. I was reflecting on the Advent wreath as well, because we have four candles, and one is of hope, of peace, of love, and there was one other that I can't recall right now, the light. The light, hope, peace, and love. Now, hope, I was asking the Holy Spirit to reinterpret and help me understand hope, because I don't like the word hope. I was telling him, I'm not too happy about hoping. I want to have certainty. And if you tell me that with you, I'm going to have this certainty, then why hope? And I think that in all sense of the word, we desire that there's a better way. And I think that that's the hope. These psychologists who received A Course of Miracles, we're asking, there's got to be another way. There's got to be another way for these folks to get healed, for us to be able to carry psychology in a way that these understandings can, so we are not in conflict all the time, because there were two psychologists who worked together. It was Bill Thetford and Helen. They asked, I'm going to say they asked the Lord to see a different way, and Jesus showed them. He brought them this Course of Miracles, and this is the other way. So I think that asking to see things a different way is where hope lies in, that we know that there is a different way to see things, and that the Holy Spirit is the one and only who's going to show us this new perception and the new interpretation that'll bring peace to us and peace to our hearts. So I think I'm going to take that interpretation for hope, because for a minute there, I'm like, I'm not too sure that I want to keep hope as something, as a truth. But when certainty replaces it, then you know that you don't need to wait for anything, that it's already here. And I think that when you're waiting for something to be changed or be different, that is when you're hoping. And in this walk, I don't even think that's necessary, because Jesus and the Holy Spirit bring everything in certainty. And that's what gives you peace. And it also holds you safe. It says it holds you safe, peaceful, within its gentle advent. That is so beautiful. I'm going to keep that. It says, which encompasses all living things with you. There is no end to the release of the second coming. There is no end to the release of the second coming brings. And I'm going to let you know in on something, and that it's not only during Christmas. This should be a year-round celebration. Because yearly and daily, this baby Christ has to be born in us. Continually, it's a nonstop. It's like the same program I led for Thanksgiving, which we spoke about gratitude. Gratitude is a practice so that you end up in appreciation. And it's something that we don't need to do just in November for Thanksgiving. It needs to be throughout the entire year, just as the second coming or Advent. It's got to happen all year long. Even if we do focus the month of December to Christmas, and that is my focus this month on the inner Christ, but because only recognizing the inner Christ in others we're going to be able to recognize the inner Christ in me. And that is the only way we're going to be able to live in peace. Because what we do unto or what we think about others is what we're thinking about ourselves. Forgiveness lights the second coming's way because it shines on everything as one. So forgiveness, I'm going to say the atonement prayer that we do to the Holy Spirit, asking him to correct the perception and the interpretation of what I see, brings, when he gives us that correction, he brings that prayer of forgiveness into oneness, into unity. And that is how the body of Christ, humanity, I'm going to say, the family of God is going to come together. And we as a humanity, as a family of God, are going to become the child of God. And that is the oneness and the wholeness that we are guided towards. Until everybody thinks the same, speaks the same, the language of God, thinks like God, we're going to be able to be the child of God. And I think that that would be the end of our, I'm going to say, returning home. Returning home, you can say the awakening, you can say so many things, being the lights, but that is possible. The Course also mentions that it, the reason it's a possibility is because it has to be a universal experience. What does this mean? Universe just means one inverse in conversation, one relationship, the only one that exists, the one between your Father, between the Father and the Son. And then if that relationship is restored in every soul, then everyone will be speaking the same language, acting as his, as children of God, and the unity and the wholeness and completion becomes one. And I love this course because that's exactly what it does. It doesn't matter the religion that you believe in. It doesn't matter who you are. If you have a soul, then you are a child of God. You don't have to believe in God to know that he lives in you and that he loves you and that you're his extension. It's like, that's the beauty of this. Nobody has to force you, tell you. It just is. And the beauty of God is that God is, and as a child of God, you are. So you don't have to become anything, and you don't have to go anywhere. And you just, all of the Holy Spirit wants is for you to recognize the true identity that abides in you, and you will be able to recognize that you're a child of God and all the attributes that come with that. Because we don't only recognize ourselves as his children, but then we get all of all of his treasures. We get the joy, we get the peace, we get the harmony, we get the happiness, and we let go of all the things that we don't like. The only thing that falls off of me, or I'm going to say of my mind, of my experience, is the sadness, is the suffering, is the fear, is the worries, all the things that don't make life beautiful get dissolved, disappeared completely from your experience. And that's why it has to be an experience. And you have to choose it, you have to want it, you have to allow it, and you have to desire it. Because in the seed of faith is your desire. Make sure you plant it in the hands of the Holy Spirit so that what you produce is good fruit, like a good child of God would do. The second coming is the time in which all minds... Oh, it's taking us to exactly what I said. The second coming is the time in which all minds are given to the hands of Christ to be returned to Spirit in the name of true creation and the will of God. Wow, that is so beautiful and so profound. And it doesn't matter what you are, meaning it doesn't matter who you think you are. We think that we have so many roles in this world, and it doesn't matter what you're doing, it doesn't matter where you're sitting, it doesn't matter what family you're at, it doesn't matter if you're in the hospital, if you're in jail, if you're in war, if you're in your house, if you're driving, if you're a truck driver, if you're at work, it doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter what you're doing. God doesn't care. He just knows that you're his child and he loves you and he wants you back home. And it doesn't matter what you've done, because to him you've done nothing. You've only made mistakes searching for your peace, searching for love. And that's the beauty of this, that God doesn't care what we do in this timeline or this experience. All he wants is his child to wake up and come back home, to realize that there is a way back, holding on to the Holy Spirit, so that all of the minds are given to the hands of Christ to be returned to Spirit in the name of true creation and the will of God. The second coming is the one event in time which time itself cannot affect. Why cannot time affect the second coming? Because the second coming obviously is heavenly. And heaven is everlasting. Heaven is everlasting and everlasting eternity. It's outside of time. And now I get to share with you, coming January 2025, I'm going to be sharing in my social media platform. You can go to embracepeacenow.com. I will be sharing Rejuvenate this year. Rejuvenate, because why rejuvenate? Because you could rejuvenate your spirit, your body, when you enter meditation. What happens in meditation is you remove yourself out of time, because you're spending time with God. You're spending time with your Father. And that removes you from the timeline, removes you from this dimension, and takes you to that eternal dimension, because you're connected to God, your Father. And I've heard on the news, and I've heard some actresses, I'm going to say Salma Hayek, whoever knows her, she says she meditates to get rid of her wrinkles and of her, and that is her beauty recommendation. And I think that it's true, because the more you spend time with God, you glow on the inside out. And not only that, but you're removing yourself from space and time. When you enter meditation, you're in eternity. Because you're connected to God, your Father. And that's why prayer is the vehicle to this eternity. So stay connected to your Holy Spirit. Ask Him to guide you. Allow yourself to be guided. And just allow Him to teach you these lessons and embrace them. He's going to do it with love. And He'll always do it in a way that you'll be able to understand. The second coming is one event in time which time itself cannot affect. For everyone who ever came to die, or yet will come, or who is present now, is equally released from what he made. So everything we believe we've made in this illusion, in this dream, everything I think that I've achieved, he's telling me everything you think you've done is going to be corrected or finalized in the second coming, when you recognize yourself as your true identity as a child of God. In this equality is Christ restored as one identity, in which the sons of God acknowledge that they are all one. And God, the Father, smiles upon His Son, His one creation, and His one only joy. So Merry Christmas to all of you. Allow the inner Christ to be born this Christmas inside of you, and allow the Holy Spirit to correct all your mindset. And thank you for listening, and I hope that you stay in peace. And Merry Christmas. We'll see you in the next Sunday. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, Y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that needs...